Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I want to share a personal story as the rockets rain down in Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to talk about this is Holly Mead. You know, the media may not be telling you, and it's not surprising, the real truth. There's a lot of fake news out there, and there's a lot of lack of information out there. But I have personal friends in Israel, and I get their stories, and we get communication from them on a regular basis. One of my friends is Johnny Daniels. He wept uncontrollably as the sirens blared. His daughter's on the other end of the phone. Johnny was in Poland at the time. The explosions could be heard inside the bomb shelter as the Iron Dome intercepted Hamas-launched rockets from Gaza that were raining down on his family in Israel. And this gripping story, I want to read a little bit of it. Johnny Daniels, by the way, was in Poland. He's a Orthodox Jew, friend of mine, lives in Israel. His family's in Israel. He also has some relatives in London, England. The reason why he's in Poland is because he's been there with a ministry that he is working with, that he founded, to bring information out regarding the Holocaust. And so he has been doing a lot of work in Poland. I've actually gotten some artifacts from Johnny that are startling about reminders of what happened during the Holocaust in Germany and Poland and other places. But why he was there is because of the Holocaust. And while he's there, these attacks happen. And he says this, quote, "I'm writing this meters away from where the largest ghetto stood. And just 80 years ago, no one really cared as the Germans and their collaborators murdered 6 million of us. Sure, there were the few, the incredible righteous, who I do more than most to support. But the world didn't really care. The U.S. didn't even tell the troops about the concentration camps because they didn't want to demoralize them to think that they were fighting a war to save Jews. Iran is behind this Gaza attack. There's no question about it. What he's sharing here in this particular story is that once he was there talking to his daughters, he could hear the rockets coming down. He could hear them explode overhead. Iron Dome was intercepting them. He's on the phone in Poland. His daughters are down there in the bunker, the bomb shelter. He's trying to console them that, in fact, everything will be okay. And when he hangs up the phone, he just sits there and he begins to weep uncontrollably. Mm. This is the kind of experience that Johnny and some of my Israeli friends, Jewish and Christian, others in Israel are undergoing right now. This attack from Gaza, thousands of rockets coming out of Gaza into Israel, is being fueled and funded and being supplied by Iran. And yet Joe Biden, wants to return to the terrible Iran nuclear deal. Everyone within the Middle East, everyone that I know of in Israel, knows that that's a terrible deal. Look, when President Donald Trump ended his term in 2021, we had an incredible transformation that took place in Israel and the Middle East.
We had the Abraham Accords.
Multiple ones, yeah. And just incredible, just things you would never think that happened, occurred. You were starting to have some relationship, some peace. There was a lot of optimism in Israel and throughout the Middle East. And just in a few short months, that has been completely destabilized because Biden, who along with Obama entered into this original Iran deal, where they sent billions of dollars in the dark of the night on an airplane in cash, flying it into Iran. Now they want to go back to that same Iran deal. And so what does that do when the terrorist nation of the mullahs see some weakness, they exploit it. And they realize that America is now not standing strong with Israel. We need to stand with Israel. We need to pray for the peace of Israel.
And you know, Matt, it's so important that, you know, we wanted to talk about this because the media obviously doesn't give the truth of what's happening. But, you know, we have terrorist organizations, as you mentioned, Hamas, which controls Gaza. Even though in the media it tries to show the other way around, but the terrorists actually use children as pawns, you know, and firing these rockets from residential areas to try to make it look like Israel wants to shoot children, which is not the truth at all. They're trying to protect these citizens, and they won't, you know, they generally won't fire somewhere where they know there are children or citizens. They try very hard to protect them, but the terrorist organizations also put these military sites inside residential buildings, you know, so there's another caveat to the whole picture where the Israelis have to look ahead of time to see or to try to help get the people out before they bomb these military, you know, sites as well. But, you know, if you haven't been familiar with the Iron Dome, I recommend that you look at our series, Why Israel Matters. And it really shows the amazing technology Israel has with this Iron Dome. So far, it's intercepted like 90% of the rockets. It's like fireflies when you watch it going on.
It's amazing.
It's amazing, you know, but
it's like having a bullet hit the head of a needle. I mean, it has to be so precise.
It's amazing.
Because they move around because they're following the incoming rocket, and then they hit it head on in midair, and it explodes in midair.
But they have to have that technology to protect their people.
Yeah, it's incredible technology. It's incredible technology. And that's one, not all of them are blocked. Some of them get through, and so there have been some Israelis that have been killed by these rockets that have come through, but 90%+ of them are blocked. Taken out right in the middle of the air.
And I mean, in 7 days, there was over 3,000 rockets fired at Israel.
And so you have to ask, well, where are they getting all these rockets? Well, they're getting them from Iran. Iran is fueling that. Hamas is in Lebanon. So Lebanon has now started to shoot rockets. They're in Gaza. Gaza started this. And now they're also infiltrating Syria, and Syria began to shoot rockets. So the only one that's not shooting rockets right now, Adam, are Jordan, which they're not, and Egypt in the south, which they're not going to be shooting rockets at them. But you've got neighbors on two sides shooting rockets inside Israel, and Israel is protecting itself, defending itself. But the unbelievable thing is what these people in Israel have to go through. I mean, if you look at the you know, Israel just recently had the Jerusalem Day. It's an annual Israeli holiday commemorating the reunification of the day Jerusalem got reunified in 1967 Six-Day War. In contrast, there's the International Quds Day in Iran. It's a holiday, quote-unquote, to protest the Jewish state's existence. And if you look at the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, he took the opportunity to once again parade Iran's deep hatred of Israel. He said, quote, "The Zionists are the enemy of the region," close quote. That's what he told his cabinet just days after Iran left Vienna. He wants to destroy Israel. Iran wants to involve Israel in another Holocaust. So it's so ironic that Johnny Daniels, my friend, is in Poland working on issues relating to the Holocaust. And this rocket attack is happening in his daughters. He's trying to console them as they're raining down overhead, and they hear the explosions overhead in Israel. And Iran wants to redo the Holocaust, and God help the United States of America.
You know,
because Biden is fueling that. And there's now articles in the Middle East and in Israel that say all of this that we see right now, this unrest, this disturbance, is directly at the feet of Joe Biden, because he has destabilized the Middle East and he has empowered and emboldened this terrorist organizational state, Iran. We must never enter that Iran deal. We must never allow Iran to become nuclear, and we must pray for the peace of Israel.
Yeah, you know, God is very clear about his love for the holy city. We do have to pray for Israel. Isaiah 65:19 says, "I will also rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people, and there will no longer be heard in her the voice of weeping and the sound of crying." We must pray for Israel.
Go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. There you can sign a petition. You can send a fax to the members of the Senate to not approve any Iran deal. lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.